This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has filed a charge sheet in Delhi's Rose Avenue court naming Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in a money laundering case related to the National Herald newspaper. The charge sheet also names Congress overseas Chief Sam Pitroda, Suman Dubey and others. Special Judge Vishal Gogne has posted the matter for further proceedings on the 25th of this month. A prosecution complaint has been filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act for the offence of money laundering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to the Danish counterpart Mette Frederiksen. During this telephonic conversation, both the leaders reaffirmed a strong support for the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership and discussed the enhancing cooperation across the sectors for the benefit of the people of both the countries. Recalling the high-level exchanges between both the countries ever since the launch of the Green Strategic Partnership in 2020, the leaders noted that the expansion of the Green Strategic Partnership in various fields, which have created favorable conditions for Danish investments in India to contribute to green transition. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he and Ms. Frederiksen have also discussed the regional and the development, global developments of mutual interest. The Supreme Court laid down the stringent guidelines for the prevention and the expedited trial of the child trafficking-related offences across the country. The bench of the Justices J.B. Padriwala and R. Madhavan also directed the high courts across the country to issue the directions to the lower courts to complete the trial of the child trafficking cases in 6 months. The top court issued the directions while hearing the anticipatory bail pleas filed by the accused of the child trafficking case from Uttar Pradesh. The court criticized the Uttar Pradesh government for handling for the child trafficking cases and the Allahabad High Court for issuing the bail to the child trafficking accused. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas today awarded 28 blocks under the Open Acreage Licensing Policy bid round line in with the area of over 1,36,000 square kilometers, highlighting its significance. The Petroleum and the Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that it will help India reach with the untapped energy potential and reduce the import dependency. He said that we have far-reaching implications for the energy sector. The Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, yesterday emphasized the significance of the infrastructure development for the country and set the goal for expedite highway construction to a rate of 100 kilometers per day. Addressing to the All India Management Association 10 National Leadership Conclave in Delhi, he stated that within the next 18 months, the country's road infrastructure will surpass that of the United States of America.
अभी मैंने घोषणा की पार्लियामेंट में इसी सेशन में कि हम 25,000 किलोमीटर 2-4 लेन बनाएंगे और जो टेक्नोलॉजी की बात है वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. कॉस्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को कम करना और क्वालिटी ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को इम्प्रूव करना और वेस्ट मटेरियल का यूज करना इको फ्रेंडली, इस पर हमारे इम्पोसिस है. मैं 100 किलोमीटर पर डे ये टारगेट रखकर काम कर रहा हूँ. और जहां तक देश की बात है, एक डेढ़ साल में अमेरिकन नेशनल हाईवे से हमारे हाईवे अच्छे बनेंगे, ये मैं आपको विश्वास दिला सकता.
India has strongly rejected and motivated the baseless comments made by the Pakistan on the Waqf Amendment Act enacted by the government. In response to the media queries regarding the comments made by the Pakistan on the Waqf Bill, MEA spokesperson Ranveer Jaiswal said that Pakistan has no locus standi in the comment on a matter that is internal to India. He said Pakistan would do better to look at its own abysmal record when it comes to protecting the rights of the minority instead of preaching to others. Bangladesh has suspended the import of the yarn from India through land ports. The National Board of Revenue of Bangladesh issued the notification in this regard. It said that the import of the yarn through the Benapole, Burma, Sona Masjid, Bangla Bandha and the Puri Mari this land ports will no longer be permitted. According to the local media, these ports were the primary entry points for the yarn imports from India. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 16 runs in Chandigarh's Maharaja Yadavindra Singh International Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 112 set by the Punjab Kings, Kolkata Knight Riders were all out 495 in 15.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.